American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part of roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore, and I've got Arthur Guarulhos with me. As you know, Dancing with the Stars super judge. One of the things I like most about you on the show, by the way, apart from the fabulous hair, is how positive, how much of a hype man you are for the dancers. Because look, they're not professionals, right? Yeah. They're celebrities. They do something else, and they come in and they learn so quickly. They go through so much, and I know we all talk about it, but then the idea is that we're judging them, right? We are, you are, everyone is.
Everyone.
But you're so supportive and so positive about them.
Do you know what? I think because as a dancer, I've done dancing literally half of my life. Mm. I know how hard it is when you do castings, auditions, you have to learn steps. It's very, very hard, especially for non-dancer. Mm. So when I'm watching celebrity dancing, I feel their pain. I feel what they're going through. But at the same time, I have to do a job.
Of course.
Like, this is my job. I mean, sometimes I pinch myself, like, is this my job? Sitting there criticizing someone left, right, center. But I just want to encourage them, because if I'm encouraging them, hopefully that's going to help them for next week to do better. But then sometimes actually I got my first boo a couple of weeks.
Oh no, that can happen.
But you know, that can happen because I want to also be honest, but not cruel honest, if you know what I mean. Because we have Buddy B there, so he can be very harsh.
He can do that.
But like I always said, when I joined the show, I want to be nice. I want to be your actually encourager. I want to be your the positive guru to push you to the right direction. That's exactly what's in my brain. But sometimes when poor Jason, I love you, but you know, he had a couple of Steve's arms, and then he came, what week was it? Last week or something?
Yeah.
Completely mesmerized me. Mm. I was like, you've changed. But sometimes they take on board and then go rehearse and then come back.
And I suppose as well, when it does come from something harsh, maybe comes from you, they'll realize that, well, Arthur is usually so nice, so and sort of, that this is something that I do
Dave,
have
I
to take
you.
On. You know,
exactly.
Isn't that?
That's
that
exactly
might well be what it is. It
you know what?
Be.
That's a very nice way to put together.
No, but I do. I love it. And like, the energy off the show is amazing. Like, last week we had the team dances.
Oh my God, that was...
And Katya, who had only been in with us on Friday,
she
went home. I'm, you know, like, so David was in, or as you call him, Davide. David Whelan was in weeks ago with us as well. So, like, we love talking about this show because so many people are watching, and it's such an amazing piece of entertainment.
I always said, doesn't matter where you're from, what you do, everybody get together every Sunday and watch the show. The amount of people actually stopping me saying, I don't see my grandkids, but because of your show, we get together, we beat who's going to win, this and that, get a nice, beautiful takeaway, and then enjoy the show. That's exactly what everybody's saying. That's why it's so popular, because you don't have to love this song, but the next song you're like, oh my God, I love this song, let's have enjoy.
Absolutely.
Let's enjoy the party. So yeah, it's for everybody.
And as well, like, it's not something, like, sometimes when you see a show on TV, you kind of need to think about how I would do on this show, you know, like, could I, you know, if it's an obstacle course, could I do that? Or if it's a quiz show, can I answer the question? I kind of think Dancing with the Stars is a bit like watching a game, like a football match or like, I'm obsessed with it. I know who I like, but I'm never going to be on that pitch. I'm never going to dance like this.
But you see, I'm kind of a person, you're talking to someone who's very positive and never say never. Mm. Never say never, because you never know. Have you ever even tried dancing? Have you ever done a dance class where somebody would tell you left, right, center, spin your...
I did. When I was in school, I did two stage musicals.
Okay.
Now it's gone.
Now we're talking.
The SFX.
Okay.
So big stage.
Okay.
A five-night run and a matinee, so six shows.
Okay.
I did Jesus Christ Superstar.
I love it.
I was Simon Zealots.
Okay.
And I wore my mother's flares from the 60s.
Oh,
her
so
actual
vintage.
Flares. I told Maria the story recently that when I got out to the front of the stage, I did there was a big sexy knee slide kind of move that we were doing, all the crowd behind me, I was leading it. And everything was fine for the four nights. And we got to the Sunday where we're doing the matinee and the late night Sunday finale show. And in the matinee, my family had come, so my little sisters were there, my parents, whatever. And I did my big knee slide. Maybe because they were there, I gave it an extra bit. Ripped the pants. From button to buckle on the back with my white boxer shorts.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I hope you wore.
No.
Number one rule, always have the right underwear.
I know that now.
Oh, my God.
And I heard my sister go, I can see his underpants. Like, thanks, Liz.
Oh, no, Dave. Yeah, well done, Lynn. Well
then,
done.
I did that, and then I did Grease. I was Johnny Casino of Johnny Casino
so
and the Gamblers.
So you've done it. So you know how it works. You know that sometimes if you put your... Yeah, you're smiling there. You're smiling there. No, sometimes, you know, you have to... You know, sometimes some people have got this anxiety of like spiders or scared. Like, was a fear, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes they have to go through it. And dancing is the same. Sometimes you have to plunge into it and then just go for it. And you've seen so many people have changed.
Oh, they have.
Like, literally,
fairness.
When you see that, I'm not going to lie, when I saw David Russell the first week, and I think even Dion asked, who do you think? I mean, when the elimination started, and I said, who do you think going to go? And I went, I feel like from tonight, you know, Davey. Mm. And I felt bad. Have you seen him now?
Unbelievable.
Like, that's why you can't judge a book by its cover. You never know what could happen, especially in the beginning when people are saying, oh my God, this season has been absolutely amazing. It's true. It's my third season and it's the strongest season has ever been. It's so hard to tell you from day one who's going to win. Mm. First, it's popularity show, plus the all incredible. Especially last week, what's happened, literally, I had my heart in my mouth. I couldn't talk because it's unpredictable.
Yeah, well, it is at this point. And if I did have to, you know...
Are you doing...
Ask
oh my God.
You now.
Are you putting yourself forward?
No!
That's what's up. This is exclusive. No, David Moore!
Not
David
at all. Not at all. I was going to say, if I did have to put you to it now and say, who do you think will win from this point out? Because we're semi-finals now.
Well, we have five people left.
So Jason, Laura, Blue Hydrangea, David Whelan and David Russell.
And my answer is, I do not know.
See, typical guest.
Listen, do you know who's going to win? The audience, the public. Okay. They're voting.
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
Voting. Because people, obviously, you know, they were divided with Katia and Blue. But at the end of the day, we as judges, we have to put through the best dancer. Mm. But also, it's a popularity contest.
It is, yeah. Okay, well, wait and see. I think he might think Davy Russell, but he won't tell me. That's fine. He won't tell me. That's fine. Move away from Dancing with the Stars for a minute, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Because last time you were in, you were with Brian, we were talking about loads of things, and we very quickly mentioned that you have a long-running history with one of my favourite bands, Girls Aloud.
Yay. Okay.
So Girls Aloud are reformed. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Obviously four out of the five. So sad for Sarah. But when you heard they were getting back together, when you knew this was happening, like... Did you think the reaction was going to be as big as it has been?
To be honest with you, I can't even talk, I'm so excited. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know what? When they split up, obviously, they never really split up. They just did their own things. And especially with what's happened with Sarah, which is absolute heartbreak. You know, like, so, so sad. They go back together. People, you don't realize how much people loved Girls Aloud. Because remember, Girls Aloud were together when social media wasn't around.
Not at all.
I remember when I joined Girls Aloud in 2007, MySpace was only, like, the biggest thing. And then Bebo started. You know, there was nothing like that around it. And now they're back together with iconic songs. Of course, it's going to be huge. Like, everywhere I go now, everybody's talking about Girls Aloud.
One of the things I'll say about Girls Aloud is there were a lot of bands that came out in that era, especially the mid to late noughties, that we don't play anymore. You might play them occasionally and go, oh my God, remember that song?
Yeah.
We play Girls Aloud all the time because people want to hear them all the time. It's not just because they're back.
No. No,
you know?
Because Girls Aloud songs are actually very iconic. And then when you actually hear it, you're like, oh my God, I remember that day when that song came out. I remember what I was doing. But also, remember there was a moment when they were finishing completely until The Promise came out and then took them to the next level. And I always say, I always join Girls Aloud when they were even bigger because I joined when literally we did the farewell tour in 2007. Yeah. It was like, oh, farewell tour. I didn't know Girls Aloud where.
Sure.
So I started doing the farewell tour. We did an amazing tour. Thank you so much. Goodbye. And then the song came out of blue, and then boom, 4 years
non-stop.
I couldn't do anything else. They booked me every single tour. I was auditioning, obviously, again.
Yes.
but they became so huge. And now people remember. They have some good, and they can sing, and they can have fun. Yeah. They look absolutely incredible. I'm just laughing because I'm seeing all the videos they do, you know, the TikTok and everything. Yeah. I remember before, they would have never even announced, like, we are in TikTok era. You have to do it.
The management are definitely saying that.
You have to absolutely. Do it. And they're loving it, yeah.
When you think back around across your whole life, Arthur, right? Because, like, you know, you're a man now of a certain age. A dad, a very successful
person. All grown up.
Yeah, exactly, all grown up, yeah. So when you think about everything, then, and people who've read your book with Brian will know a little bit about your past and how difficult things were for you. Like you've said before, you know, you pinch yourself and go, is this my job?
But yeah.
Apart from the job bit, the whole life bit.
Yeah.
Like, I know you well enough now to know that you are very grateful, you are very grounded, you're very normal about this, but you're living a life that at some points in your life, you would never have dreamed that this would have been possible.
I never dreamt about this life. Mm. My life was to survive. I had this thing, like, I need to survive. Like I always explain, from 16 years old, a chip, somebody changed a chip in my back. I had to change my life just to survive. But then everything came to me. It was like, everything came to me. It was just like a cherry on the cake every time.
Every time.
I think I had billions of cherries these days.
Like, the cake was small. The cake was small.
The cherries are accumulating. Honestly, Dave, I never dreamt to, like, everything I've done in my life, never. Like, even going back, you know, everybody's coming back and talking about X Factor. I was talking to a friend of mine. X Factor was like, I remember when he came back in 2004. Before that, I was doing Star in Your Eyes, and that's finished. And then X Factor camp, people didn't know what X Factor was. And then we were one of the dancers, you know, and I did the Leona's tour 2007 when she, you know, won 2006. So I always done things and I was enjoying it. Yeah. It was my last job. I will do it. But there's so many things I've done in life. I keep forgetting what I've done. My friends had to actually remind me. Like, I've done so many tours, I lost the count.
Yes.
Not in an arrogant way,
no,
because I was like, it's a job, I'm taking it.
Next,
let's go,
next. Yeah, yeah.
Without realizing how big they were at the time. And then now when she's back and looking at Girls Aloud, I lived my best life with Girls Aloud for 4 years. They were my last tour, Out of Control 2009. They were my last tour. And 2010, I retired. So I am beyond blessed. That's why I don't take myself seriously.
No,
I just want to enjoy every single minute of it, especially being in Ireland. I've been in Ireland, April will be 4 years.
4 years.
But I've only been active 2 years.
Mm.
So if you think about it, I was no one. Nobody cared about me. In 2022, I sat in that famous chair to do Dancing with the Stars, season 5 it was for me, season 1. And my life in 2 years changed.
Totally changed.
2 years. Yeah. So that's why I said to everybody, listen, whatever meant to be, everything happened for a reason. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Don't listen what's happening around you. If you want to do something, just go for it.
I love your energy, man. I really do. Absolutely love it. Okay, before I go, I've asked you all the quick fire round questions before that we've done But there's one I haven't asked you, which is, I want you to answer this. What are you currently obsessed with?
Well, I'm going to say, I'm not going to lie, dressing my daughter.
Amazing.
I am obsessed. Yeah. I think I've spent more money buying for her than for me. Me and Brian love fashion. We used to buy for ourselves. I am obsessed dressing Blake.
Now, Blake.
And she loves it.
What age is she?
She's 18 months.
So she's 18 months. So she's growing out of her clothes every few minutes.
And you are buying her. But can I clarify? I don't buy anything expensive.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Like, let's clarify here. I don't do brands. Mm. I mean, never say never, maybe one day, but we get gifted.
Yeah.
But everything I buy, I see like, oh, it's 20 euro there, 5 euro.
Yeah.
It's all about how you mix together.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
it doesn't have to be expensive thing. No way. You know, coming from, I'm not going to spend 200 euro for a dress and then wearing once. We know kids are growing up so quick. So no, it's like, and also we get gifted, which is, I have six sister-in-laws. Every day, here we go. We bought this for Blake. My mom keeps standing from France, dresses. I'm like, stop, woman, stop buying dresses. I can't. She's like, no, but I love it. I want her to get dressed. I'm like, so, you know, grannies, they have to do that.
They do.
So
they
do. That's the answer.
And let me just expand it one more time then. What is Blake currently obsessed with? That 18 months is one of my favorite ages for kids. Oh. They're just so much fun at that age. What is she obsessed with?
Do you know what? There's a lot of things she's obsessed with, but Brian's going to kill me. I'm saying this. She's obsessed with balls. She keeps running after balls and everybody's saying she's going to be a GAA player. And me and Brian's like, no.
There would be nothing that would please me more than to see Brian on a Sunday morning on the GAA sideline. Come on, Blake. As he's sipping his cappuccino.
Balls.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Arthur, it's always a pleasure to talk to
you. Thank you so much for having me.
Enjoy the rest of Dancing with the Stars.
Thank
we'll watch it all. And great to chat.
Thank you. As always, thank
you. Bye.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.